Thank you.
This was one of the slickest, quickest maneuvers you've ever seen in your life, and it worked, man. And there was a lot of money. And the feds went pale. And once again, this will be a lesson for all of you. The one who thought he knew all about it, could get it all set up and just get that stuff transferred, and boy, I'll be a big deal. And I mean, overnight, we're going to be a big deal. And overnight, you were in the pot of tar. There was total panic over what God done. From Africa, across Europe, and into New York. It was big enough and bad enough that it got reversed. They made a recall, a reversal. Ah, but nobody had done anything illegal except the original perpetrators. So it wasn't as simple as just dumping it back into the original bank or the original government or the original anything. There is no original there. Don't worry about it. It's back under control, pretty much. But it's going to have to sit. And there will have to be a different way, a different mechanism, so that ones can utilize those funds. They've already been bought and paid for. And fortunately, it didn't require any blood. Today it would. And therefore, it will be done differently according to a different modus of travel. You see, there is no project here that wants money. Just hand me money. I'm going to explain this on this tape so everybody understands it. We're not out to be in competition with the banksters. And regardless of what sums of money we're talking about, they are piddling compared to all of the paper money around the world. And all you're ever going to get is a transfer of paper. This is why you made your proposals. And they're very good. And they're very valid. And they're very ready. So that you can literally each proposal, each corporation, let us go back to the prefabricated housing. There will be many corporations come out of that. One will make the stuff. One will be in the mechanical industry of building the forms. Then there will be that prefabs and that carrier situation that takes it out and builds something. I'm just using these as they come. It probably won't even be that way, but now you get my idea. But the project can then borrow capital. And it comes into your corporation as a loan. Otherwise, if you just get dumped, say $1 million on your head, you're going to lose $500,000 right off the top to the government. So you don't want to even have it that way. You do not even want the responsibility of being a venture capital person or business. So that even the venture capital corporation will need to borrow the money from a European investor who does this for his livelihood. Let us say a brokerage house. And Merrill Lynch, you go to Merrill Lynch, set up your account, and you borrow from them. You don't handle money, gold, etc., like you are criminals bringing in dirty, laundering drug money of some kind. We do not do that. Your CIA and government does that. Don't give them competition, and maybe they'll loan you some of their money. But at the very most, you will not get into trouble with them or anyone else. As long as you always have a legitimate use for that money. And if you build a factory of some kind here, and I'm using you as a very generic term, maybe Mr. Merrill would like to come out here and build the motion picture studio. There is no reason that Mr. Merrill can't borrow again to put a motion picture studio in outside Las Vegas or outside Flagstaff or in, I think there is a goat neck, Texas. You don't have to hide your projects. You just have to do impeccable business. I can't seem to get through to the next level of ones that have to actually do the business, the transaction, make the arrangements. That on this end, you know, Dharma sat at a little table where one is telling her, well, you just don't understand over here how it is. And she said, I don't need to. Because you obviously do not understand how it is over here. Yeah, but we, you know, blah, 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 and so forth. And she said, look, we have been told exactly how to set it up here so that we can do it in the middle of the state White House lawn. I'd rather do it there. So they all understand it's good business, it's off limits, and we're not doing anything to them. And over here seems to be your problem. Because when we start into the transaction, it is 100% a legal exchange of funds. We have had ones working on those very, very funds that are now in dispute. And our appreciation is undying for you getting it done, but it's still not over here in front of me on my card table. So all you have to do, sir, is go and look carefully at what we have done, and you will see that business has been structured in such a manner that we are not having to worry about the government. They've got to conjure something very big and lie about it. And they're trying. They've tried. And this is why I cannot do anything but be grateful to the turkeys who got out there and helped us run this through the test situation at the highest level. It's hard on you. Boy, is it ever hard on your nerves. I know that. Most of you say, well, it hadn't been hard on mine because I trust you, God, and I just know it's going to work out okay. And I want to tell you that there are some who want to hit you with a 2x4. It has not been easy, and it is not emotionally easy. And on top of that, it is twice as difficult trying to get these things done while you've got to worry whether or not you can afford to put out the next paper. And I hear it. Until it this time is in the handle, Father, it cannot be spent. Now, is that good business? Rational thinking? Not 100%, Dharma. Not 100%, because it still has to be accomplished. And when you are left with a problem like you have been left with, it requires risk, doesn't it? Who in the world is going to send you millions of dollars for all the things you want for nothing? Now, we've arranged it so that the massive amounts of money that buy funding are taken out of that other end. But unfortunately, ones dealing in this have to eat every day, have to pay the rent. They have to fly on airlines. And one day, at one of the meetings, it was agreed by the board of the Institute that we would just have to support these efforts. Eckers can't carry it anymore. They carried it for years alone. These contacts were underway long before they ever came to this place. And now some of those are bearing fruit. There are other ones among you that you don't even know that have been at this and are risking their lives. Their lives to go into the pit to try to get it out. And we're going to do it. And Dorm will just have to take a deep breath and go on down and write. That's not what she wants to hear, because it is constant. There's no sleep, there's no rest, there is nothing but this. And yet the circumstances are coming down. You are going to have one major, major upheaval in your government. They're probably going to pull down the currency before they allow the government to fall. Can you imagine what a toppling of a government, another Nixon situation, is going to do to the market, which is already coming down, 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 and you better watch it when it gets to 35. You know, you pass a number going two ways, up and down. And they have their little catch clues in there. The world's in trouble. Look around you. Every time there is such widespread trouble, you get ready to enter another war. It has never failed. And this situation in South Africa is breaking. They haven't done anything over there except cause more chaos. Do you think it's all settled in Herzegovina? What isn't happening in Sarajevo now is happening all over the place. Look what you're doing to Japan. And don't you think they're going to do it back to you? Your POWs were sold out, making all these arrangements with Vietnam. The Duchess of Doom cleared Brown. My goodness. Every investigation they do, they just clear everybody. Well, the ADL's in trouble. But they are a tremendously powerful group. And you can tell what is happening to you and by whom it is actually being thrust at you. By what is being thrust at you. And I mentioned it before. Cult. possible subversion, anti-Semitic. Well, you know what I see happening is they are making it very difficult for themselves to explain how it is that they don't have a cult. They are very anti-Semitic. And what Mr. Greitz is doing through his fight training is basically subversive. And man, they have a scam of gold business that will boggle your mind. So it becomes dangerous. How far dares they push? Well, obviously, they keep daring to push farther. We're assured they're going to go away pretty quickly. Well, I don't know that Dorma wants them to go away that way. But she sure would like for them to go away. So the silent insider word comes back and says, well, those two lawsuits against you are going to be fading pretty quickly. She takes a deep breath and said, oh, goodness gracious, what two? Two? Well, let's look at the property settlement and Mr. Mitchell, the auctioneer. Oh, he feels pretty damn smug. You know, Mr. Horn is in there. Why, Mr. Horn? Santa Barbara Savings and Loan, who hired Mr. Horn, is defunct, according to them. But you still see signs of their operating around. Now, we know that Shea and Gould, Jason Brent's law firm before he came here, while he was in New York. Oh, and by the way, we do know that not only was $50,000 given to Duke Majan for his gubernatorial campaign by Shea and Gould, but we also know that Jason Brent paid personally to Duke Majan's campaign for the municipal judgeship $25,000 family money. Now that's known. Now, if it goes all the way to Santa Barbara, and all the SNLs that bellied up were involved, and Santa Barbara is Ronald Reagan's stomping grounds, and you were right there at San Luis Obispo, where all the black West Coast activities take place, you know that it was also tangled up with the Bushes. So whatever happens in that courtroom does not affect Larry Mitchell and Mr. Horn unless they can somehow bluff out, quote, the Eckers. Well, how can the Eckers be bluffed out? It's all they have. And the truth on their side, and they know it. And this was an interesting day while we were going through second deposition. And as nearly as I could witness, they just got in deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and just going to bluff it through on the lie. In the form of a grinning threat, Mr. Horn. Now, how is it that the RTC, the Resolution Trust Corporation, took over the case, took over the bank, took over the SNL and the loan, the home federal savings, home federal loan, mortgage company that somehow handled all that financing? Sold off the good assets to Bank of America, and the RTC, you the people, pay for all the bad ones. All the executives at Santa Barbara Savings got a great big bonus and then resigned because it came to the light and they came under fire. So they all quit, but nobody gave any money back. So when ones went to the office up there thinking you're going to find the RTC. What did you find? You found Mr. Berry from the RTC sitting in the front office now, but everybody in the building was the same and had been promoted. Now we come on down the line. Mr. Horn started out representing the RTC. How is this? Well, then he was joined by some others. I don't know if it didn't look good or if it was going badly or whatever, but he never quit coming. He never broke out of the loop. Now, everyone that would be depositioned or an order for deposition, subpoenaed for deposition, Mr. Horn seemed to represent. And he would have some fit and sob out. And he was looking for one the other day. Now, what do you all think about this? The RTC went right ahead while litigation is still underway and sold the property. Now, that's fine. So far, it has allowed the Eckers to be able to live there. Now George Green comes out and says that Sherry Yaunt bought the property. That means that somehow Eckers owned the property. Well, now all of you in this room know how funny that one is, don't you? And it's an insult to these ones that there would even be an assumption that they would put any person into that position. But that is all aside. It does not matter about the property and who bought it. And somehow this massive criminal charge against them for being on the next door neighbor's lot, they have filed a quiet title action against the lady who supposedly filed these criminal charges. And to my knowledge, they've not even found her, have they? Or she has not responded to anything. So that was obviously a trumped up, drummed up conspiracy, along with the rest of the mess. But if it worked out like Mr. Green says, then the RTC is in real deep yogurt. And the way they are structuring this counter demand or this complaint by the Eckers, this court case, they're going to suck the RTC back in there. And they're not going to like it. So guess why Mr. Horn would be in there? They're setting up that poor auctioneer who is sucker enough to think that he has them all on his side. They are setting him and his buddies up for the full fall. And I'm telling you, before they are done, if it doesn't go that way, Mr. Horn is going to have, I mean from the feds, I'm not talking about anybody lower. I am talking about the feds. They will send someone in there, and if he doesn't comply, they will break his legs. They always start that way. And if it still does not go well, they will take him out before they will allow this information to come forward. Now, wouldn't you think it would be simpler to offer some kind of a settlement? You see, these little people don't know what they're doing. So they allow these big honchos, little honcho, from Beverly Hills to come in. Do you really think Duke Majan, Reagan, Bush are going to sit still while Mr. Horn lets everything be uncovered, including his own stupidity? and you thought life was dull. And you think that there is some way you're going to just wind up and this one little thing will turn everything around and everything will be wonderful in America forever after. And then the world will do its toll dance and it'll be wonderful forever after. No. These were your trials, these were your lessons. And you're not through them. I am not here as head of the host to save this world. This world is a created illusion. And you ones can create a different ending. And you will create a different ending for yourself. You would have just gone straight down to Armageddon with the rest and right off the edge and into a more miserable pit. But a lot of you will recreate your ending. You will not tolerate, now that you know that you are also co-creators, you will be really stupid to go down there and jump off with them. You don't like them here on this place. Why would you like them there? A lot say, well, I'll go down there because it's where all my friends are. Well, I want to tell you, if that's the kind of friends you have, I'm not impressed with you. You are the thought projection manifest of God's thoughts. And anything less than the reassumption of co-creatorship with God is not acceptable. It doesn't mean that all of you will make it all of the way to that realization. Most of you, until the day of confrontation, will you make it even near there? Because you are blocked from that intentionally. Because we have to get a remnant of expressing man through. You don't have to worry about that part of it. You have to worry about keeping your lighted connections absolutely, flawlessly connected. And it's hard to do running around from day to day to day to day, listening to opinions and everything is foisted off on you. And then sometimes it just begins to look totally silly to you, the whole thing. But I'm going to repeat something that I have been writing about. And one say, why would I bother with this? And what about that bunch over there, like the George Greens, etc.? I don't have to worry about the George Greens, etc. I don't care about the George Greens, etc. Except is how it impacts you who are serving in my command. Well, that is just, that's not godly. That's not what? What is your perception of God? God does not force anybody. Our mission is to bring the word of truth and put it there. It is not to chop up those pages and cram it down somebody's throat. And if they don't want to accept the truth of God, I don't care. They deserve whatever they're going to do to themselves. And when you get that idea, you will stop having these nervous twitches. So your son doesn't, so John's son doesn't want to participate with him. Do you think forcing him to come up here and participate is going to help him? Either one of them? Forget it. Maybe through example, you get John out of there and maybe he can begin to rebuild, without Eleanor, a relationship with his son. And it's not based on money, inheritance, responsibility, nothing but father, son, caring. You must look beyond the moment, but you must look at the moment. Those people over there in Montana, Nevada. They're not my enemy. They may think they are. I couldn't waste a second of your time if I had my druthers on them. But neither will they undo my people. They can undo every other person in refusal that they can reach. And when a person refuses, and I'm going to invest here just to save my worldly assets, they deserve to lose it. Because until you can emotionally part with every physical item you have not arrived. And yet, the duality of the experience says, I am alive and I need something, and it's irresponsible not to attend it. There is a big difference. What they will advertise is that you can make a bundle during this hard time if you just come and do it my way. That is hardly for the God passage. It is this illusion that somehow this physical ego will have more and more and more. And I'll come out smelling like a rose and you poor suckers won't have anything. That is always the affront, and that's the frontal attack of the adversary. And the epitome of his actions can be seen in what groups like the ADL do. Is the ADL necessarily a nasty group? Are the local Masons a bunch of bad guys? Don't be silly. That's the only way that the evil empire can make it. They sucker their own. They trap their own. Because their own are uninformed, bored, need to make a statement. And usually with the Jew, it's of race and equality. Look how badly you were treated over in Germany. And now they're going to treat you badly over here. My God, how much are you going to take? Oh, I won't take it anymore. I'm mad as hell, and I will not take it anymore. Down with those goyims. I'm sure it was the goyims that did it, wasn't it? Oh, well, no, this week it's that black guy, Farrakhan. Let's go after him. Now, a few years back, you cannot even compare reasonably what Farrakhan's bunch said against what the ADL said about the blacks just a few years back. Nobody said a word. Hey, on, brother. Sick 'em. And somebody uncovered that. One beautiful person started teaching the truth in college, and boy, did he ever come under fire from the ADL. Want to put him out of business. And my gosh, he even went on to a national radio program. Down with him. These are the rabble-rousers. And then the saddest thing of all for the Jewish population is having to come under the realization that B'nai B'rith of the ADL is the mother, okay, but the whole thing, years and years and years ago, absolute 100% operation out of British intelligence. And it's hard to absorb all this. And I'm sick of talking about it. I really am sick of talking about it. But until you see what is coming at you, how can you continue to function? And when you see how severe it can be with the enemy coming against you, you won't blunder. You're not going to forget to fill in your corporate form. Maybe you won't postpone whatever it was you were going to do to bring your records up in your checkbook or whatever. Maybe you'll quit being procrastinators. Maybe you'll quit trying to get to heaven on someone else's coattail just because it's a nice group. So one's asked, and I mean it. I mean this absolutely, seriously. Ones who risk their lives say, well, what would we have there if you were whisked away? If you had to literally, dharma, go somewhere else. She said, nothing would happen. Would probably miss the commander, but there's plenty of stuff to read. And would Gaia Source fold up? Would the corporation business fold up? Does the Constitutional Law Center fold up? Do you see? Nothing would fold up. You might even be able to have more meetings, and you can have a big dance at the same time, and no one will pay any attention to you. On the other hand, yes, some would go away because some are sent to watch. I think you call it spy, you know. Big deal. There's a lot to spy on here. You've got to get your balance. You've got to get your balance and your understanding and soak it into your heads what you actually are. Your individuals, making your individual choices. A group cannot make a choice. You can vote in a choice, but it is the unified coming together of individuals. And the moment you start a church, you end up like Claire Prophet. And I'll go on record right here. I went on record yesterday because I want Claire Prophet to know something. She's being set up again. She is being set up again. Now, what you don't know is that Claire Prophet's group has a massive population to pull from that you don't even know about, that don't live up there in that little wad. So if anything is anticipated from the federal government, for instance, the ATF, they can call in those people, and I want to tell you, they can arm them.
Excuse me, Commander. What are you saying?